Kehlani.
Aloha, sunshine, and aloha, listeners.
Aloha, listeners. Welcome to the Zen Tiki Lounge, the dimly lit tiki bar that we let live in your head, as long as we feel like recording it anyway. And we're almost on 6 years here, so we're just going to keep going. For those of you who've joined us before, welcome, welcome, welcome. And for those of you who have not joined us before, we start every show with a cocktail and a little bit of exotica, sometimes jazz. But this week, it's exotic jazz.
Fun.
From the album Bahia by the wonderful Arthur Lyman. And let's just get that going right now so we can have a bit
exotic
of a cocktail.
Jazz.
Here we go. Again, this is called Caribbean Nights. Mm. And I, you know, it's one of those songs that it makes you want to just kind of sit back and drink, I think.
Mm.
Why not?
Why not?
And we're going to do just that.
And with this heat, my goodness.
The entire country. The entire U.S. of A. is on fire.
It is.
Some would say it's because we're all going to hell.
Oh, no. In a handbasket.
But today, we're going to the Caribbean, specifically Caribbean Nights. Kehlani.
Yes.
A young lass by the name of Hula Harriet.
Ooh.
Sent me a little letter this week, and she said,
"Wonderful!
I can't make anything unless I get a mix." She's talking about cocktails, and she was like, "Can you recommend anything?" Well,
no,
I can, but
I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the beverage that we are imbibing at this moment is proof that even I cannot take a store brand mix and always do anything nice with it.
I'm so sorry. But
I had some lemon lime martini mixer, which I tried with just straight vodka, by the way, and it still wasn't all that fabulous. But I, you know, I wanted to put some rum in it and see if I could zhuzh it up a little bit. And well, every time I take a sip of it, it says fake.
It does.
Doesn't it? Isn't that weird?
It does. I'm so sorry to say, but...
No, don't be sorry. Be honest.
It's... You know what? When you get used to not... When you get used to drinks that don't have the high fructose corn syrup and the fake sugary taste...
Uh-huh.
Then you get one like this and the syrup...
It's heavy.
It's heavy and it's not... It doesn't, it's not pleasant to the palate.
No.
It has a whole different feel.
It's the wrong kind of sweet. The sweet is not coming from real fruit juice.
Right.
The sour is non-existent, although it's lemon lime. I mean, it should have, some sourness to it, and it just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
The music has gotten very quiet.
Yes, it has.
Can you hear the rat-a-tat-tat in the background there?
Yes, I can.
It's going to come back.
Wonderful.
So, Harriet, if I were to say for some, if I was tied down and I was being Spanish Inquisitioned and I had to admit there were a mixer out there that I would use, it would not be the one that I'm using, so I won't even mention the name, but I would use Stirrings.
Okay.
Stirrings come in the large kind of oversized glass bottle. They use all real juices and real cane sugar in their ingredients. They still concentrate their juices and then reconstitute them in things, but it's as close as you can get to, oh, I don't know, a real cocktail of some kind, you know?
Right.
So it's as close as you can get. And that's not what we're using. We're using something that a friend dropped off one time at a party, and, you know, I thought I would just try and use it,
and you
it's
know,
a tragedy.
It is, and I really think that as I'm sitting here forcing it on myself, I'm trying to put on my finger, on exactly what it is.
About the best thing this drink is for is blowing bubbles in.
Okay, let's blow some bubbles.
As soon as we finish the intro to the show here, we're going to pause, and I'm going to go pick some fresh citrus off the tree.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to whip us up something respectable, because I am not finishing this. And I rarely, rarely waste booze, but I mean, this is...
Well, you told me I had to finish it.
Well, I've changed my mind.
You
don't have to. I wouldn't give this to the dog.
Oh, I wouldn't give it to the dog either.
Okay,
the dog is crazy drunk.
Listeners, thank you for joining us here in the lounge.
Yes.
We have lots and lots and lots to talk about this week. So if you would, please sit back, relax, fashion yourself a nice cocktail made of fresh, real ingredients and top shelf rum preferably.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back. email.
Ooh, and the big sack.
It's not just a big sack. It's an extremely large, low-hanging mail sack.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I don't want to pat the mail sack on the back or anything, but yes, I do.
Yes,
okay. So, real briefly, not briefly. I mean, we might as well not be brief. Why? First of all, if you'd like to send us correspondence, you can send that to mail@zentikilounge.com. And right here in front of me is one of those emails. This one comes from Don. He's been listening for ages and ages and ages.
Wonderful, Don.
Don was listening during the past presidential term, even.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Awesome,
he
Don.
Says, I remember one podcast where Pumpkin gave the opinion the first thing they should have done on Gilligan's Island was kill Gilligan. Of course, that would be Lord of the Flies, not Gilligan's Island. Love the show, and we'll be listening to Podcast 177 tonight. Now, I was just talking about this not too long ago, because that is Pumpkin's deal. She likes Gilligan's Island, but she hates Gilligan. Like, so basically, if there's an episode that is too much about Gilligan, she can't watch it.
So she's going to be Gilligan for Halloween.
Mm-mm. No, she's going to be Marianne.
Oh, okay.
No, she's going to be Marianne. And
Am I still Mr. Howell?
No.
Okay.
No, good. We have to think about this some more. But I don't know exactly who everybody's going to be, but she's chosen Marianne, and I don't think anyone's going to talk her out of it. So, Don, thank you for that comment. And, you know, you're right. It probably would have been Lord of the Flies had they killed Gilligan, but it would have made for good television.
Sweeps week or sweeps month.
Let's see here. I had posted on Facebook and on Twitter that if listeners or fans of the show, or both, listeners and fans, preferably, those are the best kind, the listeners and fans.
Woo-hoo.
If they would like to join us for a live recording of the podcast, and all live means is you get to be there when we record it, and we might even ask you a question or two, it doesn't actually mean that people will be listening through the airwaves somehow at the same time we are recording.
Right.
Because there's no such thing as live anymore. That's so Dick Clark. That's so 50 years ago.
Yes.
But I posted and I said, hey, ZTL fans and friends, if you'd like to join us for a live podcast recording while we are at Tiki Oasis in August, let me know. And we will let the first 10 or so people in the hotel room, and we'll have you there, and we will serve you cocktails. So we already have a handful of people who've said, I want to be there.
Oh, wonderful. Yay.
But we still have some more room.
Okay,
so
good.
So if you'd like to, just please don't reply on Facebook or Twitter, because it's really hard to keep track of those things over a month, you know, or so.
Right.
So because Tiki Oasis is still over a month away, I need you to send an email to mail@zentikilounge.com or to sunshine@zentikilounge.com, and please title it podcast.
Yes, and
so that we know what you're looking for.
And I hope this doesn't need to be said, but and you must be at Tiki Oasis. I mean, this
correct.
Is like just a little bit
well,
obvious disclaimer.
You must
here,
be
but
at Tiki Oasis, and you also must be 21 or over.
Yes.
And anyone looking 33 or younger, we will check your ID.
Yay.
Or frisk you or body cavity search. But any one of those or combination of all three will be used to determine your real age.
I'll have to make sure I look under 33. No kidding.
I'll get my tongs ready.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's make sure we didn't have another email that I need to think about here. I believe there was one more. The email is being slow. Sorry, everybody. Thank you. Okay. Here we go. This one is from Mr. Brian Place, and he's been you know, hanging out there with us for a little while, and he says, he said, aloha, sunshine. He says, since it's merely a sound loop, and he's referring to the Grand Canyon one-way tour.
Oh,
so basically,
wonderful.
He was concerned that us having the bus idling for this entire year while we loaded up with people who were bigots and haters and anti-gay and all that stuff.
He was
concerned, that at least he hoped it was a solar electric vehicle or something like that, and it wasn't having a negative impact on the environment.
I replied, and I
said, well, don't worry, because it is it's merely a sound loop.
Nice.
A sound effect. And so, of course, it's green. And because the show is powered by the sun or Yay. A solar panel that charges a battery that then we plug everything into, well, it is. It is a solar-powered bus.
Yes, it is.
And we're loading
yes,
it up.
It would be.
If you go to the Zen Tiki Lounge page on Facebook, you can see a picture of the Zen Tiki Lounge bus and the fine folks that we have given free admission to. And
a beautiful canyon bottom view of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, actually, it's more like an aerial view of the bus going towards the canyon bottom. Yes.
But we're offering them, the bus riders, a beautiful view.
Yes.
From the bottom.
Yes.
Of the
Grand Canyon. Their last moments will be of the beautiful Grand Canyon, otherwise known as the largest hole in the United States. I was not impressed by the Grand
Canyon. I don't know. I know some pretty
big holes.
Yes.
Oh well, that's inappropriate. I'm pretty sure. So, Brian, mahalo for the correspondence.
Brian, thank you.
It was nice chatting with you, and just ignore whatever.
Kehlani.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now the drink is getting to me.
Yes.
Okay.
It is getting to me too. My apologies.
Okay. And then there was one last email, and this one came from somebody who did not have the sense to actually put their name in the email, but the email addressed was contact@mirapausium, whatever that is.
Mirapausium.
Like,
okay.
I don't know. And
okay.
And the email basically said, I've been listening to the show for a really long time. Thank you for all the laughs. Can you please shout out? And I was like,
shout out.
Okay, so Mirapausium, whatever. We're doing a shout out. Kehlani's looking at the email log and she's like looking for it. And I'm like, well, there's no email. That's the point. It was from contact@mirapausium.
Okay.
And so I tried online to find out who this might be. And I did a little Facebook stalking and stuff. And to no avail, it just didn't work out. But if you would like to send us a note, you can do that by sending that to mail@zentikilounge.com. Or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. It's just all kinds of fun, especially for those of you who have little to do or unemployed or whatever the case is, by all means, listen to us and lots of other podcasts and enrich your life with the drunken banter that we provide for you. I think that's about all there is to say about that.
Right.
Okay. So
include your name in your email.
Yeah.
If you want the shout out.
That would be a very good piece of advice. And so much more to come. Kehlani,
yes.
Right before we started the show today,
mm-hmm.
you were kind of bantering on about something that was bugging you in Utah.
Yes. Oh.
This is totally un-tiki, totally has nothing to do with Zen, but I think it's something you need to get off your ample bosom. So would you please get this subject off your large, ample bosom?
Yes, I would love to. Okay.
First. And say it as dirty as you want to. I mean, the listeners, actually, that's one of the things they like about you most is that you speak in the sultry, slutty phone sex voice.
Well, listeners. Okay. What I'm really, really fired up about right now is that in Utah, some government workers have
That's the big square state.
Yes. The Mormon state. And so anyways, they have some government workers have gone into a database or several databases.
Are they federal or state employees?
State.
Do you know? Okay, state
They're
employees.
State employees. Mm-hmm. And they went into a database and they made a list
of
about
people to give Christmas presents to.
Not even quite.
Oh, so it wasn't like unfortunate families that needed toys?
Unfortunately, okay. It wasn't. You know what? Now, that may have been worth their illegal acts, but
illegal?
So they hacked into, supposedly hacked into. They're under investigation, so I hesitate
say
they hacked.
I doubt they hacked. I imagine they had access to the system.
It's possible, but just because you have access to a system doesn't mean you have permissions to all of it and all the information.
Sure,
sure. And so if they did have the permissions, okay, fine. If they hacked, then it would be more of a severe penalty.
Yeah.
However, what they did is they created this list of names, phone numbers, birth dates, addresses, social security numbers.
Well, it sounds good so far.
What they are alleging is illegal immigrants. Now, here's...
Well, that's illegal.
And then they released it to the press and to the Minutemen. And they're hoping... with a comment of saying, get these people out.
Okay, now, what do you know what the press did with the information? What did they do with it?
Well, obviously, it was released because I read about it online.
I understand that. So for the press, it's a story. In the least, it's a story about state employees who have overstepped their bounds of authority and done something illegal. But did the press actually publish any of the names? I would imagine they would have the sense not to because they would get their asses sued.
They did not. However, the Minutemen do have the names.
Okay.
And so it's
And addresses.
And yet, let's talk about this. Because I know that this is a really controversial issue. Even some of my more liberal friends have some issues with the whole, illegal immigration.
Sure. Remember to talk more into the microphone.
Sorry.
Right.
My apologies. So anyways.
My face is not the microphone.
No, it's not. I apologize. And so... One of the frustrations that I have is that they're not, first of all, they obtained these illegally. They're upset that that these people are here illegally, supposedly here. There's no proof that they're here illegally, first of all. So anybody of Latino descent or that looks like they are, that is, their name could be on this list. They could have a Latino name.
So do you think they were just looking for like people with the last name Sanchez or Dominguez?
I'm not certain what they were
Pena
looking for.
Or...
Right. But if you have a social security number and that social security number is yours, you are documented. You're not here illegally.
Correct.
If you have a social security number.
That would mean you are not illegal.
Exactly. So why are their names and social security numbers printed as people that should be deported and kicked out of the country?
Sure. And this cocktail's so much better.
Oh my gosh. I have to say, I love this. Pure orange juice and heaven.
Okay, but anyways, illegal immigrants.
As you listen to Sunshine.
Or not illegal immigrants, actually.
Right. And so people were concerned that they were calling and their phone lines were just flooded to find out, are our names on the list? Many of the people who called to find out if their names were on the list were not even illegal. Many of them born in the United States. Many of the people on the list were children and pregnant women. And some of them born here, born, legally here or here through legal means. And so this is just one of my frustrations, the things that was driving me crazy.
Well, I smell a class action lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. And so the two people they have right currently, they're saying that there are two people that they're kind of putting this on and that did this and that they are suspended pending investigation.
I think they should be stoned.
Well, I mean, what are they expecting to happen to these people whose addresses they released? Are they expecting the Minutemen to just nicely knock on the door and say, hey, excuse me, can you show me proof of residency?
Well, there is a good chance they may do nothing at all.
Oh, no, there is. I understand that. But I also understand that some of the radicals...
Sure,
but... And there's so much emotional fervor over this topic.
Right.
And there's so many crazy people.
Well, I think where the real harm comes from is people who maybe look or are Hispanic.
Yes.
Or have a heavy accent, they're going to be afraid every day in their own home or apartment or whatever, thinking, is someone going to bust in my door or masquerade as an officer of some kind and shoot me, kick my ass, drag me into the street, tie me up, duct tape my mouth and throw me over the border somewhere. You know, I mean, I would imagine that fear is the biggest part of the crime here is that... there are people who are here legally that this could happen to, and
absolutely.
Now they can't do anything to stop it.
And my question was, you know, my husband is Latino, and so even though his family has been here for generations, so could we just look at him and say you're from across the border and drag him across?
Well, you
to
couldn't.
A country that
you
was
couldn't
never
look
his
at
home?
Him, but as soon as he opens his mouth,
yes,
he speaks
know.
Gringo.
Yes, he does. No habla español.
Right. Except, you know, it's Tuesday taco day at Del Taco.
No, he orders a burrito.
Oh, okay.
With guacamole.
So he can trill his R's.
And his mm-hmm. taco. Mm-hmm. Carne asada.
The immigrant thing here in the United States is, in many ways, okay, so I'm going to give my opinion. And this is just an opinion. In many ways, it's ridiculous because the whole point of America is we're all immigrants, or mm-hmm. our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents were. So none of us really are actually from here.
Mm-hmm.
If you go a couple generations back, the Native Americans who were here are the minority,
By far.
we have banned them to worthless desert land in the middle of nowhere that they have erected casinos to etch out a living.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I commend them for doing that, because if you know how to make lemonade from lemons,
mm-hmm.
it's the Native Americans.
And if Vegas can become an oasis, why can't other deserts become
Well, I mean,
an oasis?
They have made world-class resorts, and I'm not going to go into that anymore, just to say that, you know, something can be made from nothing, but they were still mm-hmm. treated horribly, and
oh my gosh.
Their generations of people have died and been treated horribly and been subject to alcoholism and all kinds of other things totally mm-hmm. unnecessarily. And okay, anyway, I'm not going to go into the details of that.
Entire cultures just decimated.
Correct.
Around forever.
So the immigration debate here in the United States, it just comes down to this. Regardless of how they got here, and that they are seeking either asylum or
residency.
Yes. And although I don't believe illegal immigrants who hop across borders should be granted asylum, I absolutely think they should not, because you broke the law. And quite honestly, this is just how I feel. I know that Mexico, for example, because we could use Canada as an example too, but it's kind of silly. Mexico, for example, there's a whole lot of bad shit going on down there.
Oh, my gosh.
And poverty, worse, far worse than anything here in the United States.
NAFTA has completely devastated the small sustenance farmers.
North American Free Trade Agreement.
Yes, North American, yes, for those who aren't aware. But, you know, the NAFTA has completely decimated so many of the small farmers
in favor of the large corporate agricultural companies.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That have come in, and the maquiladoras, that the borders that are, they're advertising for people to come up from southern Mexico and the small villages in central and southern Mexico to come up to the border, and for these jobs that they pay them pennies mm-hmm. to do, and have almost no safety regulations. Absolutely disgusting.
Well, what I do about that is, on the patio right in front of my house,
mm-hmm.
I grow as many of my own fruits and vegetables as I can. So, for example, for dinner tonight, the salad that I ate, my boyfriend mm-hmm. and I ate, the lettuce, tomatoes, and green onions, and eggplant, all came from my garden.
Wonderful.
No human being was harmed in the making of that salad. But I mean,
yes,
it's
no,
true.
I laugh, but
And then when I'm at the
that.
Grocery store and I buy the produce that I cannot grow, which mm-hmm. is still quite a bit, I really do look for produce that is grown in California if I can find it. And then I'll settle for produce grown in the United States if I can't get it mm-hmm. in California, because I think it should be sourced locally. And at least if I buy it from here in the United States, even if the person who picked it or grew it was illegal,
uh-huh.
they're still at least having a better living than the people across the border who
right.
I have no idea what's happening to them.
Marginalized.
Right. Because, well, and that's why people come here, because it's better than where they're at.
Right.
So it doesn't make it right, though.
Right. And it, sorry.
It doesn't make it right. And so my parents and I will get into a big disagreement about this. This is one of those conversations that's much easier to have after drinks. That's one of the things you can do in a tiki bar. Whee! So people, if you've never been to a tiki bar, while the dim lighting is nice and the air conditioning is wonderful, the company Absolutely. And camaraderie and cocktails are fabulous, don't be afraid to have a real conversation in your local tiki bar. But more seriously, the immigration debate is one that we need an updated immigration policy.
Absolutely.
We need to just put it on paper.
Who are the huddled masses?
And make it happen. And we need to move on. Mm-hmm. And the reason we can't move on is because one particular party, who I won't even name, their platform is anybody who's here illegally or anybody who is undocumented, they need to be shipped back and thrown back across the fence.
Right.
That's their platform. The other platform is, well, they're here, and they're here because we like our fast food cheap, and we eat those vegetables and things, and we obviously paid them to be here.
We don't want to pay $5 a pound like you do in Japan.
We paid them to be here, so we're responsible. So I think it's just the right thing to do to say, all right, you're here. You get to stay. We're going to make you legal, fast track you through the system. Right. But if you break any laws, you still have to go back home. Mm-hmm. And the one law they waive, of course, is the law that they broke initially by coming here illegally. So there's the two paradigms there. The one that says, no amnesty for anyone. It's not my fault you took. And I mean, these are the people who say that they took jobs from Americans. And by the way, show me a Caucasian picking a tomato or spinach in a field. Just show me one, okay?
Right.
Would you take the picture and send it to me and somehow prove to me with global positioning that was in the United States. Just do it, okay? Would you? Right. I challenge you to do it.
And we're not just talking about your own little garden. I mean,
we're talking a large
corporate.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Farm.
Yes. I could walk out into my yard and I could go pick some spinach and take a picture of myself, but that's not what I'm asking for.
Right.
What I'm asking for is a large corporate farm agribusiness that hires people seasonally, and then when the season's over says, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and they move to the next, you know,
next
harvest.
Have you read The Grapes of Wrath?
Yes.
Great. It is a great book, and so it just shows that this has been going on for generations. Mm-hmm. It's not new. It's just that the one particular party, again, that shall not be named, It seems to be one of their two biggest hot buttons.
Right.
Okay, I think we need to move on.
Okay,
I think we need a lighter subject.
La, la, la.
And maybe another cocktail.
Mm,
but a lighter subject for sure. I want to talk about gifts you never wanted.
Oh, gifts you never wanted. Let me see.
Let me show you one.
Okay, so
my mother we had a 3rd of July.
Oh, fun.
Not barbecue, because we didn't actually barbecue. But so we had a 3rd of July shindig, and it was Hawaiian-themed. Big surprise.
Here or at your mother's?
Here. And my mother brought over a gift, because she tends to bring things over, right?
Aww.
And this is what she brought me.
She loves her sunshine.
Now, you take a look at this, and you tell the listeners what it is. Well, what is it?
Glass markers set. Spring flower 20-piece set.
Okay, so it is a 20-piece set of wine glass markers. They're little foam hibiscus flowers that you put at the bottom of your wine glass so you know which color is yours and you don't have to drink out of somebody else's glass.
But it's so tropically themed.
Right, and that's what my mother was thinking. Now, apparently what she's not recalling is the fact that less than a year ago, she gave me a set of wine markers that were also tropically themed. Yeah. And so, but the reason I bring this up.
$4?
And she didn't even take the price tag off. I didn't even notice that. I did not even notice that. Now, how much a gift cost never matters. Never matters to me.
Absolutely.
Because, you know.
I agree. It's the thought and the, and there's a lot of cheap gifts that can mean a lot.
Absolutely. It's how they're given, when they're given, why they're given, you know, that kind of thing. But it's one of those things where, because I like tiki and exotica, I tend to be given gifts that people think fall into that category. But I say, that's too tacky for me.
I just have to say, this is almost like,
I think no, because they have that hole in the middle of them where the, where the stem of the wine glass would go. I think they would make better pasties than anything else, honestly.
Nice.
No, I really think they would.
No,
the nipple
would.
The nipple pokes through, and then you can have one
depending on how large your nipples are, 20
different colors. You can have dual colored
tiki oasis. Here I come.
That's what I'm talking about. But it's one of those things where people sometimes give gifts that really make no sense, and it makes me so. Okay, this is my thing. This is my anti-American rant. Consumerism needs to stop.
Oh.
When you go to Target or your local big box store and you have a list that says laundry detergent, underwear, cream cheese, glass cleaner, what, pick up your prescription, whatever.
Right.
There is no reason. No reason to go into the everything for a dollar aisle. Because it's around the 4th of July, and pick out the red, white, and blue sand bucket with shovel.
Oh.
The red, white, and blue notepad with attached pencil. The red,
the
white, and blue.
On the
no,
back?
The red, white, and blue baby socks.
Oh, yes.
But my personal favorite was a bottle of water that was labeled official 4th of July celebration water. It was official. It wasn't just water.
I did see one that slightly competed with that, even though that just kills me. No, it was a bar of soap that was an American flag.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's absolutely... This stuff is all crap. It's all made in China. It's all shipped across the ocean.
There's nothing patriotic about it,
no,
really.
There is not. You know what? Please don't buy American flags made in China. Come on. If you can't find one that's made in the United States, then that's your cue that you don't buy one at all.
Actually,
make one.
You go online
make
and you
one.
Search them because you can
well,
find
they do
them.
Exist.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They do exist. There are a few
They're
companies
a
that pride
expensive.
Themselves
right.
in making them, hand-stitched here in the United States. Some of them I even found are made out of organic cotton.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, and that would probably feel good on the skin, like if you were wrapped up in it, like a, you know. Okay, so this consumerism and the gifts that have no, when you get them, you
Not
don't feel good about them.
Not the flagpole
yeah,
and flag I, set at the checkout stand.
I'm somebody who, I would rather somebody just come over and have a drink with me than you bring me something. Don't bring, if you want to bring me something, bring me booze.
Right.
I will drink it. There will be no waste.
Not a mixer, though.
No, not a mixer. Oh, I'll take care of that on my own. The glass bottle is 100% recyclable. Mm-hmm. Please don't buy me booze that comes in plastic because it is not good.
It doesn't last.
It's not good.
Yeah. It takes on the flavor, too.
You know, that's debatable. You know, I don't know. But I would imagine something like alcohol, it is going to leach something out of the plastic
yes.
over time. Absolutely.
If milk does, alcohol does.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. So if the low amounts of lactic acid in milk do,
right.
then the high amounts of alcohol, which is a solvent,
yes.
it's probably going to take something out of the plastic. Whereas glass is inert, it is a super cooled liquid. It's not a solid, people. That was our science moment here in the Zen Tiki Lounge. But more seriously, when you're going shopping and you see something that's cheap or it's got glitter on it, or it looks like, oh, my friend Susan would just love this because she loves butterflies, and I'm just going to get this for her. And then when I go over to her house next time,
that
I'm
gonna, wasn't annoying I'm, at all.
I'm going to give her this butterfly, these butterfly stickers that are all glittery. Okay, now, Susan's 44. Mm-hmm. What the hell does Susan want with glitter butterfly stickers?
Oh, some people do enjoy them.
Well, they should be kicked.
If they're below the age of 15, or above the age of 15.
Yeah. I had a penchant for scratch and sniff stickers when I was
eight. Oh my goodness, me too.
Eight. Oh,
loved those scratch and sniffs.
So people, this is part of America that needs to die. The consumerism, the mm-hmm. buying cheap crap just because it's cheap, or
right.
The media and advertising has taught us that it's fun to give people right. things. It's fun to buy cheap stuff. No, it's not. It's stupid. You look stupid. When I walk by that dollar aisle and I see the people in there, I actually want to walk up to them and say, you're stupid. I don't, because, you know, then I have security follow me around for the rest of my visit. But that's what I want to say.
Now, I will say, there are times and places.
Don't you?
No, I will.
Don't you rationalize?
No, I will say that I have found things that can be used for an educational purposes in the dollar area of Target. I have found them, and they have been very helpful, or very, you know, useful at the least.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Well, if the purpose is to take them into a classroom and say, mm-hmm. kids, I want you each to pass this around. Uh-huh. I want you to examine it. Mm-hmm. And what I want you to be able to tell me is, what is it made out of? Where was it made? And who do you think made it?
Okay.
That would be a fun educational.
Right. But I'm not talking about the cheesy, you know.
And the answer is
the 4th of July stuff and all that. I'm
cheap baby killing plastic, slaves in China.
I am talking about like flashcards and things that I have found that are somewhat.
But mm-hmm. if you look at them and you see where they're made and they were shipped yes. long distances, you have to know that the person who made it or put it in the box was probably the same age as the person you're probably trying to educate, and they should not be working. Mm-hmm. They should be being educated.
No, you have a point. You have a point.
I always do.
Yes.
Well, no, not always. I admit that even I just have no point sometimes. Okay, so there was another topic that we all thought was going to be fun. We were just talking about silly gifts, and then it turned
then it
into
got so political.
And then
about
it turned into that
no,
thing.
No, but I want to add one thing about
okay,
your silly
okay.
gift.
Yeah.
I do want to say that with this. When I look at this, when uh-huh. I first saw it, I thought of the 70 tub decals.
Oh yes, gritty
the
gritty decals yes. that you would put
to
on
help,
the bottom of your tub.
Yes,
so
to
grandma,
help our listeners with our visual effect, I saw these and I thought, oh my gosh, she gave him bath decals. It had to be to stop you from slipping in the tub, right?
Well,
my dad had those in the tub.
You know, actually,
but that's what it looked like to me.
I didn't even look at this until now. Uh-huh. But oddly enough, these were made in Holland.
Oh,
but
I love the Netherlands.
They're still ridiculous.
Yes,
they're
they
still
are.
Ridiculous.
But you know that there's no child slave labor involved.
No, probably not. Probably yeah. not. Okay, next we're going to discuss.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, sunshine.
Reality television.
Oh shit.
So, reality television needs to end.
Mm-hmm.
With one exception, I believe that the home decorating shows
yes.
serve a purpose in society.
Yes,
because when you move into a new apartment or a new home, you have all these walls that you get overwhelmed with, and you don't know what to do with them.
Right.
And so, if you watch these shows, what
great
I like
ideas.
Is you do you get some great ideas about how to do things cheaply
mm-hmm.
and how to do things yourself.
Absolutely.
And the nice thing about doing things yourself is, well, you get to save money. You
right.
learn a thing or two.
Absolutely.
And you you take more ownership and pride in the painting
product,
or the, for example, the curtains that I've made, my lovely bamboo print curtains, mm-hmm. or I made my own curtain rod out of bamboo and I made my own curtains. And, you know, I take more pride in it. I'm much less likely to take them down and toss them because I made them and I know I like them. I picked the fabric. I picked the material.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't in the $5 curtain aisle of the, you know.
No, in fact, yes. You know, I admit that making things on your own is not always the cheapest way to go.
Right.
But I sourced fabric that was made and printed here in the United States. The bamboo I made sure was not from China.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually shipped from Japan, which it's still shipped a long way. But I'm pretty sure that the person who cut it down made a living wage to do it.
Right.
And, well, let's just face it. Bamboo doesn't grow here. But that brings up another but that brings up another issue. A lot of stuff we put in our tiki bars,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't grow in the United States, with some exceptions. Florida actually does grow some bamboo and ship it around the country. They actually do that. The same thing with thatch and palm. They do that some of that as well because it grows there. So there are options from the United States even for your tropical decor.
Mm.
Puerto Rico, for example,
mm-hmm.
Is not a state, not officially a part of the United States, but it's what we call it, a protectorate or
my brain went.
Come on, Miss Education.
Oh,
tell
my
me.
Goodness,
tell
my
me
brain
what.
Brain is
Puerto,
Puerto
it's Rico.
Territory.
It's a territory. Yes, basically meaning we keep it around for some reason.
They
but
they
should
own
probably
prime minister
they
or
should
their own,
probably yeah. have their own government.
But yeah, but they're citizens of the United States when they're born.
Yes,
which could also affect.
Could also affect what?
Well, people with darker skin have accents.
Ah, yes,
and. Are here, main, you know,
and there
make
are
assumptions.
Some fine Puerto Rican rums
and fine Puerto Rican men.
Mm. Not so much experience with that, but you know, I mean, I wouldn't say no, I guess. Well, if there weren't for the fact that I'm in a very happy relationship, but yeah. I mean, other well, anyway,
well, I'm just talking about
anywho,
looks,
anywho,
sweetheart.
So, so reality television, so the shows about getting plastic surgery, or the shows about stupid blonde sluts, or the Hills.
This
is the last season of The Hills. It's about to end, thank God, because it serves no purpose. I mean, we have met wonderful people like Heidi and Spencer. And I only know their names from the shows that make fun of them because I actually have never seen an episode of The Hills because the only reality television I watch is decorating shows.
I do watch cooking shows though too because I do
enjoy
those.
That's
can we
but
keep
see
my
I don't know
shows?
If I don't know if I would call cooking
reality.
Shows reality television.
Okay.
That's kind of that's television.
Yeah,
I mean
informative.
Yeah, that's like that's like PBS. It's like now they're mainstreamed and they're kind of everywhere.
Right.
But I wouldn't call it reality television.
Okay,
I call reality television unreality television because
they script
this stuff. It's not real.
Right.
There's nothing real about it, and people watch it because they're hoping that one bachelorette slaps the shit out of the other one, or Bobby, you know, he stoops one of them, but then he
but then he
secretly stoops another one. And
I have an exception. I just I really just thought of this, that I've known some people that have really gotten some inspiration from The Biggest Loser and have really like, I think that it's possible because it's not.
You know, I had high hopes for that show during the first season.
Yeah.
But now, basically, I think it's like...
I have to admit, I haven't seen it for the
last It's like 80%
year.
Of everyone who's on the show gets fat again.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, that just kind of tells me that...
I don't know. I've seen some... Yeah, maybe... I think it's less
No,
than
I was 80. I was actually just reading
it
about it not too long ago. It's 80% of the people on that show get fat again. And so
it's not really
so they have a 1 in 5 success rate with that show.
Okay.
Now, I guess if it motivates people at home...
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's just a handful to lose weight and be more healthy and keep it off, I guess that's good. But I just don't like the way they do that show. I don't like the way that they show cut after cut of
that,
the girl on the treadmill
like
who's like, I can't do it. I'm worthless and stupid. Come on. Really?
Yeah.
For one thing, she's stupid in drama. I don't care how large you are. You're stupid in drama. Mm-hmm. And you're doing it because somewhere in the back of your head, you're thinking, this is good television. It's not. So there might be some redeeming qualities to The Biggest Loser, but in general, I'm still putting it on the no more reality television. Okay. Oh my God, there's this game show called Downfall.
Oh, I don't have.
I caught 5 minutes of it, and then I wrote ABC, and I said, how dare you put this on television? So basically what Downfall is it's a game show up on the 7th floor of a building in Los Angeles, and they built a stage up on top of the roof.
Wow.
And so everyone is in the risers around the building, and then and the risers are in like a horseshoe shape, and then at the other side, not the horseshoe side, but the other side that's open, they have this like large conveyor belt where the contestants stand, and they're asked questions and things, and if they don't answer the questions correctly, their gifts and prizes go off the conveyor belt 7 stories down and smashed into
what?
Nothing. Yes, this is real. This is actually a show that is on television. It's
so
after
stupid.
It's after the big balls. It's right after the big balls.
Can we drop the big balls off the end of the conveyor belt?
That actually might be kind of interesting. So basically the premise of this show is you could win a motorcycle or popcorn machine or a foosball table or, you know,
it will end up in
or
the
an ATM filled with an undisclosed amount of money whatever. But if you don't answer the questions quick enough, your crap falls off and is smashed and
That's
you don't get
ridiculous.
It. So here's, I have two big problems with this. First of all, even if those aren't the real items and they are just really good replicas of them, we are still tossing natural resources off of a building only to be destroyed. It is retarded.
Right.
My second beef with this is people actually think that this is entertainment because they are too stupid to realize that it's not. And you are dumbing
America down.
Yes.
That doesn't need
people
to be dumbed
are
down.
Dumbing,
trust me.
Are dumbing America for profit.
Yeah.
And the people who are in charge. I wrote ABC and I said, whoever came up with the show should be ashamed of themselves and their employment should be terminated for wasting world resources and dumbing down people in this country. Because what people see on television, they have been trained to think this is a good thing.
Right.
This is good.
And that this is entertainment because it's supposed to entertain me.
Right, right. It's just ridiculous. Now, Kaylani, there's something I'm concerned about.
Yes.
And I almost don't want to talk about it because I feel like I'm in the minority here.
Uh-oh.
But I'm getting really, really sick and tired of people being so upset at and treating him so poorly. Why can't we just leave Mel Gibson alone? Because... You know, he's just expressing his free speech and saying that he hates Jews and his wife and would kill her and cut her throat and thing allegedly, because that might not be his voice,
although it
sounds just like him and he seems to have that attitude. But why can't we just leave Mel Gibson alone? I think deep inside he's a very, very good person. Mm. What do you think?
I think it's rather interesting. Honestly, if you want my absolute opinion,
I am really
sick and tired of the general public thinking that every celebrity's personal life is their freaking business. I'm tired of seeing every stupid comment that a celebrity makes, every mistake that they make, every time they come out of their house without underwear on. I really don't give a shit.
Unless they're hot.
Well,
I mean,
okay, maybe. But then just show me the picture, and I don't need your commentary.
I mean, if Colin Farrell came out of his house in nothing or in underwear, I'd probably want to see it.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not Colin Farrell for you.
Yeah.
Okay. But what about the Old Spice guy? The Old Spice guy that rides around on the horse? Okay. Well,
he's okay.
I don't know who to use in an example. Jude Law.
It's okay.
Anyways, so. I'm totally being completely facetious about Mel Gibson. I think the guy should be stoned.
I know.
But I shouldn't be in a position to think he should be stoned because you know, his ex-wife, as horrible as what he's done, she still had no right to release she still has no rights to release the audio tape that she recorded of him. I don't think that that's appropriate. Right. I think she had a right to release those tapes to the law enforcement agency.
This is what I'm talking about. I'm sick of it. You know, my aunt is a psychotherapist, and she uh-huh. was quoted in Time
uh-huh.
About Mel Gibson, and she.
What did she say?
She basically said that he's nuts and he needs help, and that this is. You know, obviously she needs to.
But I think the therapy and the amount of time it would take would ultimately just be really costly, so we could stone him. And I don't mean get him stoned. I mean throw stones at him until he doesn't breathe anymore. Okay. Because he doesn't like groups of people for no apparent reason. Because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that the Jewish people have done him no harm.
Right. What do you think of, though, of Whoopi Goldberg defending him? Well, somewhat defend. She didn't completely defend him, but she did speak out on his behalf.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she said, he's been to my house, and he is not a racist, and he is not a bigot.
Just because he's been to a black woman's home, just because he's been to a black woman's home doesn't mean he's not a racist.
No. I'm not. But I'm speaking from what she said. I'm not saying.
Okay, right.
But what I'm saying is that her experience as a black woman and him being to her house several times, interacting with her family, interacting with people that she knows, it's not a one-time thing.
Okay, well, that brings me to my next subject. Yeah. Because people can be accepting of a lot of things and then for whatever reason completely be unaccepting of another thing. So, mm-hmm. for example, have you heard of a little country in Africa called Uganda?
Uganda, yes.
Yeah. So, Uganda... they are actually a very, very, very Christian country. I believe it's something like 90%+ Christian and the rest is Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And so the country is very much, or has been until recently, kind of in a religious democratic partnership with the Western world, specifically the United States. And if you talk to the general citizenry, they would say they actually look up to the United States. Whereas if you talk to their political officials, they'll say, no, we're on our own page. We don't look up to the United States. We can do what we want. We don't need you. But the people who apparently vote, they say they do look up to the U.S. And I'm not saying if that's appropriate or not. But Uganda has been trying to pass for quite some time a bill that says homosexuality is illegal, and if you are caught in a homosexual act, they will kill you.
Really?
Yeah, you don't even get a trial.
We're going to kill you right
police
now.
Police officer, the neighbor calls the police and says, oh, I just happened to be accidentally looking through my neighbor's window and just happened to accidentally see him putting his penis into another man's ass. And I just happened to accidentally fall on the phone and accidentally the number 911 was dialed, right. Or maybe in Uganda it's 322. I don't know. But and then all of a sudden you were on the phone and, well, since you're on the phone with me, officer, I think my neighbor's gay. Can you do something about that? Because if I recall, it's illegal. And they say, sure, we'll be right out. Don't say anything. And they come over and they knock on the door and they catch somebody in the act. And by catching them in the act, that's all the proof they need. No trial necessary. They kill them. I mean, they don't kill them right there. They take them in. Uh-huh. And then they kill them. But they don't get a trial.
So no foot tapping under the stall door in Uganda.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Now, this law hasn't passed yet. It's actually been a year and a half now, I think, that it's been proposed, and it's basic. And the reason why it hasn't passed yet, at least at the time we're recording this show, I believe, is because basically organizations around the world. Oh, and by the way, more than half of all the money that goes into Uganda comes from aid agencies. Relief agencies. And all those relief agencies have said, if you make homosexuality a crime, we're not going to give you the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that we give you to feed your people that, by the way, you can't do on your own. Mm-hmm. And so for that reason, the law has not passed in their parliament yet, and it's tied up. But the well-known ministers, preachers, and even some from the U.S. have crusaded through that country to tell the citizenry that gay men eat the shit of other gay men.
You.
Yeah, no. And their most prominent minister...
This is driving me crazy.
Their most prominent minister actually says... And his accent makes it so much more fun. They eat the poo-poo. They touch the ass and they eat the poo-poo. That's what he sounds like. Who eat poo-poo? Jesus never said eat poo-poo. Jesus never said put your fist in another man's ass and eat his poo-poo.
Nice.
That's what they tell people. That okay, I've been gay for quite some time, right?
Never.
I've actually been gay for all my life, but right. I realized what was going on.
Yes,
quite some time ago. Never eaten poo-poo.
Good job.
Never once. Never, yay. Never once. Never
according
once.
According to him, you must be the minority.
Put it in my hand. Never once smelled it on purpose, you know, unless it was in the bathroom and it was in the toilet and I was getting rid of it. Never, I mean, come on,
but who
people.
Still smells it
come on,
purpose?
People.
Yeah.
And so now you have literally millions of people in this country brainwashed to think that gay people do two things. They eat each other's shit while smearing it on each other because they like scat play. A lot of straight people like scat. That has nothing to do with gay. And the other thing is they are telling everybody that gay people prey on the young homeless children so that they can turn them gay.
Wow.
Yes, that's their religion. Their Christian religion is and this is why I just think that religion is a big load of horseshit, because this is what happens. Religion, either in the United States, it teaches you that homosexuality is wrong because it says that one man can't lie with another and they can't be married, and therefore that also means, which by the way, the Bible doesn't say, they can't have equal civil rights. They shouldn't have any protected civil rights because they're going to hell and they should be killed. Or, what's his name? Scott Lively of like the Defend America or Defend Marriage group or whatever.
Crap.
He's the Anglo.
The Antichrist?
Preacher who went over to Uganda and he started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He can deny it, but he started it. But he started this by showing them mm-hmm. videos of men eating shit. And said, well, these guys are gay, and this is what gay people
he's
do.
He's a sick man.
And
he's a sick, sick,
I actually think he's
man.
In the closet. I actually think that this guy is gay. If you look at him and watch his videos, he's a total flaming homosexual. But
he's in the closet.
He's in the closet.
Okay.
Because, you know.
But, you know, here's the other thing. This just drives me crazy. I had a friend actually one time that was born-again Christian, and she actually tried to convince me that AIDS was God's punishment for people being gay.
So why do more straight people than gay people have AIDS?
Well, what I said to her is I said, okay, so then explain to me, please, why? Why is it that lesbians have the lowest infection rates? Because if you're talking about homosexuality being wrong,
right.
If you're not just talking about men and men, you're talking about women and women.
Sure.
So then why do lesbians have the lowest infection rates? It's your logic is completely flawed, number one.
Well, it's not logical.
Right, it's not, absolutely. But here's the thing that kills me, is that they talk about this. They talk about this. Okay, what is an act of homosexuality? You really, is a man kissing another man an act of homosexuality? Because there are
then
cultures,
every French man is gay.
Exactly. There are cultures where it's completely acceptable to kiss another man.
Everyone in Greece, flaming homosexual.
Absolutely.
Because I've seen that it's part of their culture. They
now
kiss.
Now you can say like, okay, if you're a man and you're putting your dick in another man's ass, or you're accepting,
that's disgusting.
Disgusting. Or you're taking it, okay, that's a gay act. You can say, but many straight people have practiced those acts.
Yes, they have.
So,
well,
does that make them homosexuals?
No, they
or
were
is it
just
the act.
They were just momentarily led astray by the devil. But no, but seriously, but they prayed.
They asked
Jesus for forgiveness, and they were brought back into the flock. They were brought back into the flock of sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they think. Right. They think that all you have to do is ask forgiveness, and the Lord forgives you, and all of the bad shit you've done doesn't matter.
And what I find really, this is the one that also I find very interesting, is that I have literally had conversations with men that are just absolutely so anti homosexuality, anti-same-sex marriage, anti all this, right? But yet, you talk about girl-on-girl action.
They love it.
They are all there.
They've seen the videos. They've whacked off to it. They love it.
Yep. Two girls in a cup or whatever that
is. Oh, no. That is the poo-poo.
Yes.
The poo-poo play
that's the female version of it. Yes.
A-hole's talking about.
But here's the thing that my point being is that it's that you can't sit there and talk about homosexuality being a horrible thing and go home and masturbate to girl-on-girl porn. I mean...
Right. You're a hypocrite.
Exactly.
Did you get it out?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I got you going. It's partially my fault. I understand. But, so we just have two more things here before, time is up. Listeners, and I can call you that because you're listening.
By the way, I just want to add a quick addendum. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with masturbating to girl-on-girl porn. I'm saying that
absolutely
don't be
not.
A hypocrite.
I wouldn't do it, but, I personally find it disgusting. But there are people who like that, I guess. And whatever you do in your bedroom or living room or garage.
Basement.
Sure, whatever. So, folks, if you'd like to join us for a podcast at Tiki Oasis, which is August 19th, 20th, 21st, and such, you can send us a note to sunshine@zentikilounge.com. Just give me your name so I know who you are, and I will let you know if you made it in or if we've already gotten too many folks. I may put some people on standby because I would imagine that, people have the best intentions, but Tiki Oasis is a week of drunkenness and they may somehow not make it to the room. and I would completely understand. You can also send any correspondence you'd like to mail at zentikilounge.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also, if you'd really like to, you can also send us a donation. And what we do with the donations is we pay for our web hosting services. Mm-hmm. We are currently saving donations for advertising to be used in two places we're looking at right now. One would be the Tiki Oasis handout that everyone receives when they attend the event, so that everybody could see just a quick little snap about our podcast and the website, etc. And then also TikiCentral.com, mm-hmm. which I'm a big fan of, hosts blogs and bulletin boards there, and they have little ads at the top, and actually very cheap advertising that targets the Tiki audience really well. And I'm not sponsoring them. I'm gonna put my ad on their webpage. But anyway, Tiki Central, for example, you can find conversations there about all kinds of things, including the room crawl at Tiki Oasis. And the room crawl are people who sign up to hop from room to room, they get their little card signed, and they have a cocktail in each room, and they meet lots of tiki friends and fans, and some crazy people too. And some rooms have themes, some don't. Some just serve ample amounts of booze. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all fun. Mm-hmm. Our room is going to have the theme Attack of the Killer Flamingos.
Oh, fun.
Because I haven't done anything with my huge supply of pink flamingos in some time. So I thought we'd have a theme. One of the drinks we're serving is the Coral Beauty. Mm-hmm. And the other drink that we will be serving is, I've got like five that I'm narrowing down. And they're drinks we've had previously on the show. And I just can't decide which one. But I will finally get around to deciding.
I don't think I've had the Coral Beauty.
No, you have not. Mm-hmm. You have not. And you're going to love it.
Ooh.
I'll make sure you don't have too many so you don't end up in a stairwell and forget half of the evening. We don't want that to happen again.
Or the bathroom.
Yeah.
Locked in.
So you can go to Tiki Central and you can become a member. And by the way, I am now a grand member.
Wonderful.
Which basically means I gave them a little bit of money. It's an annual membership, which helps them pay for their bandwidth and the storage and web design and things like that. And so, again, if you go to the zentikilounge.com and you click on the PayPal donation badge, you can donate $1, $5, whatever you can. Mm-hmm. And we promise to use that only for advertising or for our web hosting services. We are not going to buy ourselves cars or, the finest muumuus that money can buy. That's not what we're looking after. This podcast is a hobby and we don't anticipate making a profit off of it in any way. But if we could break even,
That would be amazing
because we don't go anywhere near that right now.
Can you imagine a day when we could actually pay for our Tiki Oasis tickets?
Well, that would be an amazing day.
That would be an amazing day.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
But that
would be amazing. And, you know, because the podcast is free, if you really do enjoy it, and if you don't want to donate or you don't feel you should or you can't, you could still... go to iTunes, and if you don't have an account, sign up for an iTunes account, and then go to the Zen Tiki Lounge under the podcast badge there, and you can leave a comment about the show. You can rate us.
Right.
Because ratings are important to
us, too.
Don't donate a penny, but, you know, go on there and rate us. Now, you can rate us 1 through 5 stars, and naturally, we're talking 5 stars here.
Absolutely.
We're talking 5-star shenanigans here in the Zen Tiki Lounge. And I think that's about all I have to say.
Wow.
Any last final thoughts from you, Kehlani?
Any last and final thoughts? I really
keep it tiki.
Keep it tiki. Okay.
I got nothing.
You just totally screwed it up for me.
As Pumpkin has often said, and Starshine as well, I just stopped by for the drinks. Oh. As Kehlani, Pumpkin, and Starshine have often said, I just come by for the drinks. Starshine's into the tiki. No, Sunshine. Oh my God, I'm tossed. Oh my God. I can't. I'm just gonna bleep out where I said the wrong name because, as you all know, Sunshine may or may not be my real name on my birth certificate, but it is my tiki name. It is my given tiki name, whereas Kehlani is your given tiki name, and Pumpkin and Starshine, their given tiki names.
Absolutely.
There's a big tiki community out there online and on the web, and well, we're getting closer and closer, and we get together at these events, and we get to see each other in person, face to face, and we go, who the hell are you? And then you have to introduce yourself and say, I'm Sunshine. Oh, you're Sunshine.
Sunshine.
It's loads of fun.
Yes, he's Sunshine.
All right, Kehlani.
And
I think it's time to say
today.
Aloha to everybody. Because you can do that at the end as well.
Yes, you can.
So, until next time, listeners, mahalo.